From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your culture calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. One final weekend for Annie, the musical at Mill Mountain Theater on the Trinkle main stage this Thursday through Sunday. Kelly Devon was Annie when Mill Mountain opened its doors again in 2009.
I think it's such an iconic role. My second ever show that I performed, my first ever singing role.
A second and last weekend as well for In-Laws, Outlaws, and Other People Who Should Be Shot, a noisy holiday gathering that takes an unusual twist. Tickets are scarce. Glenver High School theater arts teacher Steve Franco wrote In-Laws, Outlaws, which has been performed in 5 countries.
You know, these are all people that I grew up with. I had an Uncle Bud. My cousins were Leos. But the one universal thing that seems to resonate with everyone is that someone recognizes someone else in their own family.
The Roanoke Arts Commission has issued a call for artists for the 8th Annual Art in Roanoke Temporary Sculpture Exhibition, mid-May 2025 through April 2026 at Elmwood Park. See the Arts Commission website for more details. The group Sketch Roanoke will meet at the Last Dickens of a Christmas this Friday from 6 to 8 at Market Square. Grab your drawing supplies and take part. The Roanoke Valley Children's Choir Annual Holiday Concert, Songs of the Season, this Saturday at 1:30 and 4 p.m., two shows at Cave Spring Baptist Church. Roanoke Baroque presents a sparkling French Christmas with the Roanoke Baroque Chamber Choir in a celebration of French Christmas carols this Saturday and Sunday at First Evangelical Presbyterian Church in South Roanoke. Michael Schossberger is the group's founder and artistic director.
We're going to be dedicating it to all French Christmas music. A beautiful mass by Charpentier that he wrote for midnight on Christmas Eve. So it's a kind of a special window into the celebration of Christmas in a French setting. Also be doing some wonderful French Christmas carols for the choir and for the strings and for the combination of choir and strings.
This weekend, Roanoke Ballet Theater presents its version of the classic Nutcracker Ballet at Jefferson Center. 3 performances in all between Saturday and Sunday. Take a trip with Clara as she travels through the land of snow and sweets. Sandra Mathaler is executive director for Roanoke Ballet Theater, a professional company with student dancers performing as well.
I feel like it's a beautiful tradition, especially in these times. It's so much TV, so much internet. The kids are on the phones all the time. I feel like there is an experience that is important to share with our children.
Back on stage at the Spot on Kirk this Thursday night, local power pop group My Radio. A Christmas jam with Isaac Haddon, Aaron Lunsford, and others at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. Crawford and Powers at Five Points on Saturday. Larry Keel's Electric Larry Land is there on New Year's Eve next Tuesday. A special end-of-year deal from Opera Roanoke, as Brooke Tolley explains.
Through December 24th, we have a ticket deal that is buy one, get one, completely free, for any of our next 2 shows of the season. Americans in Paris on February 16th at Raleigh Court Presbyterian Church, and Puccini's only comedic opera Johnny Skeeky March 14th and 16th at the Jefferson Center.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR culture calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.